circumstances in our society nowadays.
那我们怎么样去照顾他们呢？
So how can we care for the younger generation?
有许多说，哎，我们去参加团契。
Some say just join the fellowship.
参加一些教会的活动。
Or some activity in church.
但是我发觉有一些很参加活动的团契的年轻人其实还是有问题。
But even younger generation participating in the fellowship, they still facing some problem in their life.
最大的问题就是孤单。
Loneliness is the number one problem.
外表好像哇，好多朋友啊。
They may appear to have many friends from social media.
但是内心很孤单。
But deep within, they're so lonely.
因为没有人知道他心中的那种的困扰。
Nobody really know their internal struggle.
所以今天许多人都在孤单之中。
So many people feels lonely today.
所以我们不是单只是说是关顾下一代的人。
So not only care for the younger generation.
其实今天我们是关顾所有的人。
So we need to care for everybody.
因为人都是很孤单的。
So we all feel lonely sometimes.
有没有告诉你，其实心底里面有许多其他的需要。
We all have needs in our heart.
所以在教会里面，我们很需要关顾别人。
So in church, we need to care for each other.
先从我们教会里面开始。
Start from within the church.
那这种关顾是一种属灵的关顾。
The care is about spiritual care.
是建立一种属灵的团契。
So to establish a spiritual fellowship.
让我们一起来念约翰一书三第一章三到四节。
Let's read together 1 John chapter 1 verses 3 to 4.
我们先念中文啊。
Mandarin first.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，
使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的，我们将这些话写给你们，使你们
的喜乐充满。那请各位一起来念英文。
No English. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.We write this to make our joy complete.
这里很清楚告诉我们，如果需要关顾呢，先需要有这个团契的交通。
So the care starts with fellowship.
Because 因为这种的关顾从应该从神而来最好了。
And the fellowship is with the Father.
如果您要关顾别人，你需要有一种神赐给你的那种爱心。
So you need to have God-given love to care for others.
那您才可以懂得跟他们相交，有团契。
Then you know how to really fellowship with others.
我们跟神有好的团契，才可以很正常的、好的来帮助别人、关顾他们。
With good fellowship with God, so that we can have fellowship with fellow people.
那我们跟人家有关顾的时候，一定要先建立他与神的关系。
So we need to establish a relationship with God first.
当然，你照顾他，认识他。
Of course, you need to know him, care for him.
但是一定最好把他带到神面前。
But you need to bring him in the presence of God.
让他懂得怎么样与神相交。
Let him know how to fellowship with God.
这样子，他懂得耶稣的圣灵能够帮助他、安慰他，他就不会再孤单了。
So that he know the Spirit of Jesus will comfort him always, so he won't feel lonely.
变成一个喜乐的人了。
Then he will have joy.
基督徒是需要喜乐的。
Christian, we all need joy.
不是愁眉苦脸，整天都是在哭哭的。
We don't need a long face as a Christian.
怎么样有这个情况
？So how could it be？
一定要神建立好的关系吧，对吧
？You gotta have good relationship with God.
所以你要帮助你要照顾的人认识主耶稣这么重要。
So you need to help the people you care for to know God first.
这样子我们就知道他是属于主耶稣的。
Then we know he belongs to God.
我也属于主耶稣的。
I belong to Jesus.
然后我们在主里面是一个家庭。
Then we are family of God.
我们就有一些属神的经验一起。
So we can share spiritual experience together.
我们在主里面就彼此可以做见证。
So we can witness to each other in God.
所以我们有团契关顾的时候，不单只是吃吃喝喝。
So the care fellowship is not just about eating together, having fun.
那个餐馆很好，我们去吃一顿，好不好？
So let's all eat this at this good restaurant.
很好，对。
It's good.
但是在吃的喝的时候需要祷告，对不对？
But we need to pray before eating.
哎，我们在谈话的时候不是只讲人家的是非。
So it's not just gossiping.
那今天许多弟兄姐妹，特别老人家，对不起啊。很喜欢讲人的是非呀。
So we all like to gossip.
见到人要批评一下。
So we like to criticize.
那个人这样子，这个人这样子。
This is so and so no good.
这个不是我们的责任啊。
But it's not our responsibility to gossip.
我们要禁止自己的口啊。
So we need to pay attention.
不能随便去批评或者讲人家的是非呀。
Careful not to criticize others.
如果我们这样子做，就没有团契了，告诉你。
Doing so is not a real fellowship.
我们不是真的照顾人。
So we're not caring for them.
我们只是照顾自己的口。
So we're just caring for our own mouth.
照顾我们的思想，我们里面的是罪恶。
So care for our thought, our sin within.
所以我们在主面前应该有主耶稣的同在。
So in presence of God, we need Jesus.
知道我们谈话的时候，耶稣在听啊。
So Jesus is listening to us while we talk.
如果你随随便便来讲人家的是非，弟兄姐妹，您的祷告不会被答应的呀。
So if you gossip, your prayer will not be answered.
所以你照顾人很好，感谢主。
It's good you care for others.
一定要建立属灵的团契。
Establish fellowship with God first.
什么叫做属灵的团契？
What about spiritual fellowship?
就知道有主耶稣在您的交通里面啊。
Jesus within your fellowship.
那这个是第一点。
This is the number one.
第二点。
Number two.
照顾人的时候要了解他内心的需要。
So we need to understand his or her inner need.
在希伯来书十章二十四节有一句很特别的话。
So it's an important verse.In Hebrew chapter 10, verses 24.
你要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
Let us think of one another and help one another to love and to do good things.
那我们说彼此相顾，就是你照顾我，我照顾你啦，是吧？
So just think about one another, take care about each other.
但是这个照顾这个字很特别的一个字，在希腊文里面。
In Greek, think of one another is very special.
那对不起，我没有放在这个荧幕上啊。
So it's not in the PowerPoint.
这个就是希腊字，这个特别的一个希腊字叫照顾，这个字是这样子。
So think that's in Greek.
应该是叫做 katano.
Katano, it's Greek to me.
那你说你讲那个希腊字什么意思？
So what does that actually mean?
因为这个字里面有许多的意思。
It contains many deeper meanings.
那个意思就是把您整个思想放在那个对面你所看的一个东西，一个人。
It's put all your thought in the people in front of you.
那就是用你的眼睛，用你的耳朵。你各样的感觉来感觉到那个人的需要。
All your senses concentrate on the need of the people you're taking care of.
这个字相顾就是说你看得出来那个人的情况是怎么样。
You can tell the people, the person's situation.
所以神的话要我们相顾，不是普普通通的相顾。
So think of one another is just not a casual thing.
神是要你学习一下那个人的情况跟需要。
Learn about this person's needs and condition.
好好的观察一下。
Observe closely.
看得很清楚。
Look closely.
然后思想一下。
Think about it.
然后你明白，哦，这个弟兄姐妹有这样的需要。
Then you understand his true inner need.
特别是年轻的一代。
Especially for younger generation.
我们年纪大的。
We were older.
我的那个年代的人，年纪的人很难明白现在那些二十三十岁的人，他们的文化不同了。
Because generation gap, we may not understand the younger generation's culture.
他们的思想是不同啊。
How they think.
他们的需要也不同啊。
What they need.
他们的做法也不同。
How they act.
所以我要懂得到底他需要什么。
That's why we need to know their inner need.
你明白了。
Then you understand.
那你才可以管照顾他，对不对？
So you can really take care of them.
所以在主里面的时候，我们需要有一种同理心，就是 empathy。
So we need to have empathy, know what they think.
或者说同情心
，or sympathy，
就是知道他的反应是怎么样
，know how they will react。
啊，知道他背后有什么需要
，know their background needs。
你这样的关顾他的时候，你就真正的帮助他。能够解决他一些问题。
So you can really help them solve their problem in life.
那就是说，神告诉我们要聆听别人的需要。
That's why we have to listen.
我们感到他一些尚未说清楚的需要。
Sometimes feel their unspoken need.
这个就是相顾的意思。
This is about think.
所以神不是随随便便哦，照顾照顾。你要看到他心里到底在想什么。
It's not a casual thing. You really need to know what they think deep in their heart.
看到他的眼泪。
Saw their tears.
知道他究竟在想什么。
Why they think that way?
是不是孤单呢
？Lonely.
是不是究竟他家庭里面有些问题呢？
Family strife.
啊，然后安慰他。
So that we can comfort them accordingly.
鼓励他。
Encourage them.
哦，原来这个姐妹她流眼泪，是想到她的妈妈。
Maybe that's the tears of thinking about her mom.
她妈妈已经过去好久了。
Her mom passed away some time ago.
现在还在想她的妈妈。
But she's still thinking about her mom all the time.
那你才可以安慰她嘛。
Then you can comfort her accordingly.
要不然你就说不要哭了，我们来祷告。你要知道她心里到底在思想什么嘛。
Otherwise, saying "Don't cry" doesn't help her.
这样你才真正的照顾别人的需要。
So you know what the tears are for.
那解决她的重担。
So that you can take her burden.
她知道有人同情她。
So she know you sympathize her.
她也知道有人为也为她流泪。
And you know you probably share the tears with her.
所以当这个做法的时候，这样的听，这样的看啊，你就要很注意她的呼吸。
So look and listen.
注意她的手势。
Observe the breathing and gesture.
注意她的声音。
Voice.
注意他说话的节奏
，body language，
注意他的表情
，expression，
注意他重重复复讲的话
，especially something he repeatedly telling you。
那你说哇，牧师，我不是心理学家
，I'm no psychology， how can I do that？
我不是什么辅导家
，I'm no expert in counseling。
我没有这个厉害啊，我也没有去学习啊。
I have no training in this area.
但是您可以求神帮助你啊。
But ask God to help you.
神啊，让我知道。
God, let me know about people's need.
让我看得清楚，到底这位弟兄姐妹需要是什么。
Open my eyes to see others' need.
我不太懂这个年轻人，他到底在想什么。
I may not know what younger generation thinking.
求你给我。
Give me the wisdom.
神就给你这样的礼物了。
God will give you the gift if you ask.
让你了解他内心的需要。
Understand their inner need.
可以照顾他，对不对？
To care for them.
第三。
Number three.
当你照顾一位年轻的人或者年长的人，您都要问一些开启的问题。
You need to ask open-ended questions.
那个意思就是说，我们要想一想问的是什么问题。
You have to really think before you ask.
问一些问题，不，他只是说是不是，是不是，是这样的问题，不要不要这样简单。
Don't expect the answer of yes or no.
好像我从前跟我的儿子，两个儿子不跟我们住啊，他们出去了啊。那你问他，你今天怎么样？好，好，没有，好，就这样子了。
So my son,
你什么都不知道到底是不是？他只是说好不好。
So it's typical for sons. They only give single syllable answer, yes or no.
所以我就想啊，我怎么样跟他沟通呢？
So how can I communicate with my sons?
妈妈跟他讲的就是说好不好。
So to mom is the same.
这样子，你根本不晓得他在想什么。
So you think you really don't know what they're thinking.
那我怎么办？
Then what?
我分享我自己的思想，我的需要。
I share my thought and my need.
我告诉他我的情况。
I told my sons my situations.
我当他啊，就是我，好像跟我一样在家里的啊，他要找到我们的情况，我们的需要。
So they understand what's going on in the family after they left home.
然后就问一些问题了。
Then I ask them question again.
哦，我问他的问题，你。最近够钱用吗？
Do you have enough money to spend?
你的大学或者你的老师啊，他你喜欢吗？
Do you like your professor in college?
他不能就是说，哦，不好不好，他会告诉你他的情感，这个老师好不好，他会告诉你啊。
Then he will share their comments on the professor.
啊，你要训练你自己去怎么样去听他讲话。
Train yourself to listen.
然后问一些问题，让他可以尝试一点，告诉你，那个情况是怎么样。
Ask the right question for them to share with you.
那就是晓得他的感情是怎么样。
Know their emotional needs.
他知道啊，这个他对这个事情的意见是什么，让他发表出来。
So let them express their opinion.
好像耶稣一样。
Just like Jesus.
耶稣看见这么多人，差不多一万人在哪里坐着，很饥饿了。
When Jesus looked up at the great crowd, they may be hungry.
啊，他这问腓力的一个门徒说了。
So he said to his disciple Philip,
我们从哪里买这些饼叫这些人吃呢？
Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?
那圣经告诉我们，其实耶稣知道怎么办。
So we know from Bible what happened.
他问腓力要看看他到底怎么样来解决这个问题。
The question is testing how Philip to solve this question.
所以我们今天也要学习耶稣的榜样，有时候问一些问题，让人思想怎么样来解决呢？
So we need to follow Jesus' example to ask the question for them to solve.
那你就知道那个人的情况是怎么样了。
Then you know the situation of that particular person.
耶稣对付那些犹太人也是一样。
So that's how Jesus treat those Jewish people.
他们带一个女人行淫的，犯了错误的，不道德的女人来到面前，耶稣面前。
The Jewish people brought a woman caught in the adultery.
说耶稣怎么办？他照我们的律法应该怎么来对付他
？So they asked Jesus how to deal with this adulterous woman.
耶稣没有回答。
Jesus did not answer them.
他只是问，他说你们中间。谁没有罪的就可以拿先拿石头打他。
Jesus asked, "Let anyone of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her."
他问这一句让他们思想了。
So he asked this question for them to think.
思想到自己的境况是怎么样。
Think about their own situation.
结果 每一个人都跑掉了，没有人去拿石头了，对不对？
Then everybody left.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们需要求神帮助我们怎么样去问问题。
So we need to ask God help us to ask the right question.
那当然，有些人我们不能随便问问题啊。
Some questions should not be asked.
这个人根本我们都起初认识的都不大认识的。
Especially you hardly know that particular person.
如果你有问他，哦，你是不是已经结婚啦？
So sometimes are you married may not be appropriate question.
你是不是好多孩子啊？
Do you have children? May not be appropriate either.
你的工作怎么样啊？
So how was your work?
一味的问人家，人家他害怕了，见到你就怕了。
So you may scare that person away.
是常常问我的问题，我跟你都不大认识，对
吧？ I hardly know you. Why you ask me those detailed questions?
但是如果你要问人家问题，你要先懂得哇，他是你的好朋友。
You need to establish the relationship first.
他知道你爱他。
For the people know you love them first.
那你才问一些好问题啊。
Then you can ask questions.
不然你把人家吓跑了。
Then you may scare them away.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们需要神帮助我们懂得怎么样问问题。
So ask God to help us to ask the right question.
让人家发表他的感觉，他的思想。
So others can express their feeling.
让他们也可以知道将来的情况，他们在想将来做什么。
And share their future.
让他们回答之后，你也可以总结。问他哦，这个是不是你所讲的？这个是不是你的需要啊？问他。
Then you can summarize after they share with you.
这样你的帮就真的可以帮助人了。
Then you can really help others.
然后第四件我们需要做的。
The fourth thing for us to do.
当然，第一要有认识主耶稣，知道主同在的团契。
So we need a fellowship with God first.
然后知道他内心的需要，真正的照顾他，看他，听他，有同情心来注意他。
So understand their inner need.
然后就问一些开的他可以发表的问题。
So ask open-ended question.
然后第四要灵性的祈祷。
Then we must have spiritual prayers.
圣经讲得很清楚，你们求就给，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你开门。
Ask and you will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you.
因为凡祈求的，耶稣的答应就得着，寻找就寻见，叩门就给他开门。
For everyone who asks receives.The one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks, the door will be opened.
所以我们要来到主面前，懂得怎么样为弟兄姐妹祷告。
So we need to come in the presence of God to pray for our brothers and sisters.
我们要灵里面与神有交通。
So we need a fellowship with God.
为那个年轻人祷告。
Pray for the young people.
然后也帮助跟他一起来祷告
，and pray with them together.
因为主耶稣是我们的大祭司
，because Jesus Christ is our high priest.
他也为您也为我来祷告
，Jesus pray for you and for me.
他是我们唯一的满足
，so he's the only our salvation.
他能听我们的声音
，he listen to us.
神也会告诉你。那个人的需要是什么
？God will tell you what other people needs to you.
你就为那个人向神来祈求。
So pray for the others to God.
在神的亮光之下来听那个人的故事。
Through God's light, listen to others' story.
然后还在祷告中知道神向这个人的回应是什么。
Through prayer, then you know God's response to this people's need.
把人带到神面前有交通
So bring this person to have fellowship with God.
这个是灵性的祷告
This is the example of spiritual prayers.
祷告不是演讲
So prayer is not a speech.
不是我们祷告的时候讲是哇很感动人
So it's not giving a touching speech.
有些人 不愿意祷告，他害怕，以为祷告是做戏，讲一些很感动别人的东西。
Some afraid to pray because he think the prayer has to be touching others.
有些人的祷告慢慢的来思想，怎么推理啊，在教导神怎么样听他祷告啊。
Some,
神啊，你如果做这个就好了，因为来教神啊，来听他祷，你怎么样去祷告啊？
Some prayer are teaching God how to behave.
你祷告是说神啊，我许多事不懂，我不明白，
you should,
我很需要你，求你来帮助我，对不对？
You should pray God's help to understand, not telling him what to do.
那所以你跟年轻人祷告的时候要很诚恳啊。
So you have to be sincere in praying with the young people.
不是用那个机会来教导他。
It's not giving a lecture through prayer.
有个弟兄告诉我，很害怕跟我太太祷告。
Some brother said, I'm afraid to pray with my wife.
因为他第一方面祷告很长很长。
She prayed a long time, number one.
第二，他就借着祷告来教训我。
Sometimes she disciplined me through her prayer.
这个不是祷告啊。
So this is not a prayer.
我也很清楚，祷告是向神，神啊，我不懂，求您帮助我。
Because we don't understand, that's why I pray to the Lord to help us.
但是如果你有真诚的祷告的时候，
If you really pray sincerely,
那神就一定帮助你了。
And God truly will help you.
因为马太福音十八章这里讲得很清楚啊。
So it's said clearly in Matthew chapter 18.
我实在告诉你，你在地上捆绑的，天上也有捆绑。
Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
在地上释放的，天上也释放。
And whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
哇，感谢主，当我们两三个人祷告的时候，哇，天上的父必定为我们成全。
Truly, if two or three of you on earth agreed about anything you ask for, I will be done for them by my Father in heaven.
二十节说，因为无论在哪有两三人奉我的名聚会，那里就有我，就是神在他们中间。
For where two or three gather in my name, in God's name, there am I with them.
你相信吗？
Do you believe this?
我们一起祷告的主在我们中间。
We pray God will be among us.
我们这样的为弟兄姐妹祷告的时候，神一定会听的。
When we pray for brothers and sisters, God will listen.
在前阵子，我听到一个很感动的一个见证。
I heard a very touching with the testimony.
就是香港浸信会神学院的院长所讲的。
So it's a principal seminary in Hong Kong.
在2011年9月30号那一天，他跟学生们去打篮球。
So September 13, 2011, he played basketball with his student.
他也很喜欢也踢足球，足球，对不起，不是篮，足球。
Sorry, it's soccer, not basketball.
脚的啊。
So it's foot, not hand.
他也很厉害，可以踢了两球进去。
So he scored twice.
他高兴得不得了了。
So he was very happy.
就是最高兴的时候，他晕倒了。
Then he fainted after he scored the second goal.
躺在哪里
？And then fell on the ground.
那幸亏他们神学院有几个是护士啊，看护的学生跑来，马上看怎么样来帮助这个院长啊。
So luckily they have school nurse on site. They came to his rescue.
看见他脸变黑了。
But his face turned black, dark.
完全没有自觉
，and unconscious，
并且过一阵子连心脏都摸不到
，even no pulse，
九分钟
，lasting long about 9 minutes，
哇，所有的学生都不知道怎么办
，so the student didn't know what to do，
唯一方法他们知道什么东西
，the only thing they knew，
祷告
，pray。
所以他们拼命祷告。
So they pray earnestly.
求就是了。
So praise to the Lord.
救这个院长啊。
To help the principal.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
九分钟之后醒来了。
9 minutes ago, he revived.
带他去医院。
They took him to hospital.
神就救了他了。
God saved him.
是后来还来美国，前一阵子来美国跟我们演讲话讲道。
So not too long ago, came to the United States to preach.
他们神学院都学到祷告的重要。
So the seminar student knew the importance of praying.
那今天我们教会实在需要祷告。
So our church need prayer.
我很感谢主，弟兄姐妹对这个工作渐渐觉得重要。
So I'm glad brother and sister noticing the importance of prayer.
你们都来参加九点半的祷告会。
The attendance for 9:30 prayer meeting is increasing.
也有参加礼拜三的那个查经祷告会。
So Wednesday night Bible study and prayer meeting.
哦，星期四早上你们也来参加祷告会。
Thursday morning as well.
星期五晚上啊，你们都来。
And Friday night.
对不起，就是像星期五晚英文的那一组没有，因为那个是弟兄姐妹会，所以那天对不起，不过这个礼拜五有啊，你可以来参加。
But last Friday, the English Bible study didn't happen because we have brother and sister fellowship. But we will have English Bible study this coming Friday.
我们不单只是查经。
So not only Bible study.
注重彼此代祷。
So we pray for each other.
任何的需要放在主面前。
So any needs placed in front of God.
神会帮助你。
God will help us.
我讲过我为孩子们的事情有时候有问题烦恼。
So I struggled with our kids' problem.
许多年以前我们特别为孩子的妻子啊要找太太这个事情祷告。
And also pray for their future spouse.
很担心啊，特别小儿子也毕业了啊，要做一个眼镜科的那个博士了。
So especially my younger son graduating from optometry school.
他要找工作啊。
He's looking for job.
他要找伴侣啊。
Also searching for spouse, future spouse.
那怎么办？
So what should I do?
那么我们只好为他祷告。
The only thing I can do is pray.
也与他祷告。
Pray with him. Pray for him.
神真是太奇妙了。
God was gracious.
为他找到一个那个女孩子啊，爱主跟他一样。
So he found a wife loved God just like him. Love God.
这个太太刚刚毕业就跑去做宣教了。
So she went to mission field after graduating from optometry school.
哇，他们两个很爱主啊！结婚的时候，对不起，没有请你们，因为那间位置不够，这地方太小，所以没有办法请。
So I did not invite all of them to their wedding.
但是那一天在婚宴的时候，我的儿子跟媳妇一分开来，每一个人都做见证，告诉人怎么样信主的，他们怎么样敬爱他们的爸爸妈妈。
During the wedding banquet, they witnessed to the guests how they love God and love their parents individually.
远远超过我的期望啊。
That's more than I can ever ask for.
神听祷告，对不对？
God listened to my prayer.
哦，他做这个工作，他帮 Sears Company 做眼镜的东西了。
So right now she works for Sears Optometry Department.
但是他那个 Sears 你都知道，姐妹 Laguna Sears 都关门了，是吧？
So we know the Sears Company over here, Laguna Hills closed down.
那个 Sears 生意好不好也不晓得。
So we don't know the business will continue.
我们就很担心的，哇，你没有客人，你怎么办？
So we worry if there's no customer.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
现在他找到一份更好的工作了。
She found an even better one.
Kaiser.
So Kaiser.
开始做。你看，这是神的听祷告的。
God listened to prayer.
不是随随便便你就可以去开始的开始，不行啊。
So it's not anybody can work for Kaiser.
为他安排，他也做见证告诉我们。
God provided.
是不是你说，哎呀，牧师，你很懂得祷告啦，你太太很懂得祷告啦，所以神答应你啊。
Of course, your pastor and Sharon, they're both excellent in prayers. Of course, God listened to you.
完全不是。
Not so.
我们都是很不配的。
So we are not worthy.
神听你祷告，比听我更多。
God will listen to your prayer more than my prayer.
神爱你一样的爱你。
God loves you just like God loves me.
不是我很虔诚。
Not because I'm spiritual, I'm a pastor.
你们是在主面前一样的。
So everybody's equal in front of God.
您需要祷告。
So we all need prayer.
等候神的旨意。
Wait for His will.
然后最后啦。
Last but not least.
劝不要太忙于世上的事物。
So we should not be too hurried and occupied in the things of the world.
我们看看约翰十章十节。
So look at John chapter 10.
耶稣说他来是要叫羊得生命并且得得更丰盛。
So the thief come only to steal and kill, but I come that they may have life and have it to the full.
那就是说你要丰盛有意义的生命呢是在耶稣基督里找到。
So you want to have rich life, you can find it in Jesus.
神要你有喜乐。
God won't give you joy.
神要你有满足的生命的。
So God won't enrich your life.
所以你要跟从神才有丰盛的生命。
Follow God, then you have life.
但是今天我们没有丰盛的生命是因为我们太忙碌了。
We don't have life to the full because we're hurried and occupied in the thing of the world.
我们要完成很多的事。
We have so many things to do.
我们这个做事要很快，对不对？
So we're hurried from job to job.
好像我也告诉过大家，如果我们在这里唱歌太慢，我不高兴的。
So I'm impatient if we sing too slow.
我要审判我自己啊，我没有忍耐了。
So I need to be judged for lack of passion.
Because 有人说你的聚会不要太长啊，太长啊，对吧
？Because someone criticized our service too long.
你看这种压力很厉害的。
So there's pressure on me to finish on time.
你的工作也是一样。
So it's your work.
你的老板也是一样。
Your boss wants you.
哦，你要做这个，做这个，做这个。
You need to perform.
所以这个你开汽车的时候怎么办
？So when you drive, what happens?
前面那个人阻你啊，太慢了。
So you always feel the car in front of you driving too slow. Then what? So you toot your horn.
大喇叭是不是？
So,
不要挡住我啊。
So get out of my way.
那你说，这个就是美国的心态。
Well, that's typical American.
这个是呈现 Orange County 的心态。
Just like everybody in Orange County, impatient.
什么都要忙。
So go, go, go.
您要很多的成就。
So you need to achieve a lot.
你只做这个不够，一定要做更多的事。
Nothing is enough.
结果怎么样
？Then what happened?
没有丰盛的生命。
So your life is not to the full.
所以耶稣告诉我
，So Jesus said,
凡劳苦重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你得安息。
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
我们劳苦重担是因为太忙了。
Because we're so busy, that's why we're weary and burdened.
我们因为忙，就跟人与人的关系弄得不好了。
Because we're so busy, that's why our relationship among us is not good.
因为太忙，就跟太太的关系不好了。
You're too busy to establish a good relationship with your wife.
因为太忙，我们的情绪、感情就空虚了。
Because we're too busy, we're lonely and empty.
所以耶稣说来我这里的安息。
So that's why come to me, I will give you rest, per Jesus.
我们再看路加十章。
Okay, Luke chapter 10.
耶稣来到这个伯大尼马大玛利亚的家，他在讲道。
So he came to Bethesda and preaching in Martha and Maria's house.
那玛利亚坐在耶稣的脚前。
And then Maria listening Jesus preaching.
马大之后的事很多，心里忙乱。
So Martha was busy.
那有些人呢，在教会也是很忙乱啊。
Some people are busy in the church.
哇，要吃午餐啊。
So it's lunchtime.
要准时啊。
So it has to be on time.
要干净啊。
Has to be clean.
要打打蜡丝啊。
So we have to make everything in order.
那个菜要好啊。
So have to enough food, good food.
心里充满这些忙乱的思想。
So distracted by all the preparations.
所以马大来求耶稣啊，他说：“哎，耶稣啊，我是这么忙，你不管我，留顾我，叫我的妹妹来帮我好不好？”
So she came to Jesus and said, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself?
耶稣说, 马大, 你为许多事思虑烦扰啊。
Martha, Martha, the Lord answered, you are worried and upset about many things.
但是不可少的只有一件。
But only one thing is needed.
玛利亚已经选择了上好的福分是不能夺取的。
Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her.
那就是说耶稣叫我们不要忙啊。
So Jesus said, don't be too busy with the world.
先跟他有好的联系。
Establish a fellowship with Jesus first.
今天可能你有许多需要上进的、需要学习的、需要拿到的学位。
So you may need to learn a degree in school.
但是你忘了跟神有交通。
But you forgot the fellowship with God.
你不会很喜乐的。
So there won't be enough joy in your life.
生命不会真的满足的。
So your life will not be to the full.
今天年轻人也有另外一个忙。
So younger generation busy for something else.
什么忙呢？
So what about?
手机啦。
So their smartphone.
你晓得他们去研究说，有些小孩子、年轻人啊，一天八个小时都在这里。
So some spend more than 8 hours with their smartphone.
iPhone 啊，至少四个小时了。
So some at least 4 hours.
每天花四个小时在你的 iPhone.
So spend 4 hours on their smartphone.
也戴住你的耳童。
And put on your ear.
走路都是看着 iPhone.
So put on your earplug and just walking along, just look at your iPhone.
加州孩子的世界。
So it's typical of California kid.
It's good. 有这个 iPhone 帮助你什么都知道啊，世界事情啊，朋友都知道。Very good, 很好。
So smartphone made this world smaller.
但是你太忙于你的手机。就没有花时间在神面前了。
But I keep you from God's presence.
你可以在 iPhone 看你的电视，看你的movie.
So you can even watch movies from your smartphone.
四个小时没问题。
Four hours easy.
但是你没有打开你的圣经。
But you never open your Bible.
或者你没有。打开你的 iPhone 来看圣经。
But there's a Bible app from smartphone.
没有向神来祷告。
But you didn't watch that and didn't pray to the Lord.
不好啊。
So it's no good.
所以今天怎么去照顾年轻人？
So how do you take care of the younger generation?
劝他不要太忙。
So don't be too busy and hurried.
不要花太多时间在 cell phone, 在 iPhone, 在 iPad.
Don't spend too much time on smartphone.
很重要。
That's important.
要不然他的生命就是跟世界一样。
Their life will belong to the world.
干燥的。
So it's dry.
对，很聪明，什么都知道。
So they may know, supposedly know everything.
哦，他们也有学位。
They have their good degree.
将来可能也懂得赚钱。
Maybe they have a good job, make a lot of money.
但是没有神的同在。
But without God's presence.
不愿意跟神有交通。
Didn't want to have fellowship with God.
所以我们需要劝导他们。
So we need to advise them.
与神有团契。
Fellowship with God.
与耶稣基督有交通。
Communicate with Jesus.
然后他也可以照顾别人。
Then he can take care of others too.
弟兄姐妹，请低头祷告。
Let's pray.
先来主，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly